Welcome to this short meditation. My name is Jane. We're going to look at the seven chakras, and before you get put off by the potential for this to be a little woo-woo, we're going to look at these seven energetic centers in our bodies and how they all have their own characteristics that relate to our businesses and ourselves and our personal lives as well. So let me take you for a little journey through these seven centers in the body and one slightly out of the body, and just see what happens. See what you resonate with, what lands with you, and what ones are a little bit harder to connect with. And just see how that can transfer back to your life and into your business as well. So get comfy. It could be kneeling, sitting like myself. I've got a wee blanket to perch on, or you might be more comfortable in a chair or lying down. I'm going to interlace my fingers and let my thumbs land together in my lap. And then when you're ready, roll the shoulders down your back and close your eyes. Take a beautiful breath. And as you exhale, really land here. Really feel the parts of your body in connection with the earth, with the ground. See if those areas can spread out a little more. Notice that steady flow of breath. We'll start to draw our awareness to the root chakra, located at the base of the spine. This is our center for grounding. You'll be grounded. There's a sense of calm steadiness. We're able to respond to things without being reactive. And there's a sort of ease and grace to our being. Take the next couple of breaths to breathe down to the base of the tailbone. To take comfort in the steadiness of the earth. Start to draw your awareness now to the bowl of the pelvis. Second chakra, Svadhisthana. This is our center for creativity, sensuality. Sort of fluidity that comes with this center. Is where we can land when there's a creative block. Where we want to feel a sense of flow in what we're doing. Let your breath almost be like the ocean as we land in this creative center, cultivating fluidity, cultivating flow. wander your awareness now to our solar plexus, our third chakra located in the navel. This is our power center. Center for assertiveness, decisiveness. This is where the saying, a fire in our belly, comes from. Where we want to land, we really need to take charge of a situation. Feel the rise and fall in your belly. Connect with your inner power. Land now in your heart center. Feel the space three-dimensionally around your heart, expanding and softening with each and every breath. Here lies our center for love, for compassion, for gratitude. Said that we cannot show love and compassion constantly for others unless we show it to ourselves. That beautiful filling of your breath around the heart center. See it as wrapping yourself in love. Next, we land in our fifth chakra, the throat. Our center for clarity, communication, and speaking our truth. This can be one of our more challenging . This area is blocked. It would be hard to communicate what we need. You visualize a radiating light in your throat. Creating that clarity. Can you just speak your truth? Speaking what serves you. Now land your mind's gaze between the eyebrows. Our third eye chakra. Our center for inner knowing, intuition, and wisdom. Tuning inwards, just as we are now. Having that as guidance and making decisions. Another breath in between the eyebrows. Diving inwards. And finally, landing in our seventh chakra, our crown chakra. The only of the seven chakras outside of the body. Draw your awareness about a hand's width above the crown of the head. This is our connection with the universe. Our ability to tune in. Almost like that psychic sense. To be connected inwards, but we must also tune in to the world around us, its energetic field. Visualize a yellow or a white glow at crown chakra space. And then let that glow wash over your entire body. Softening the outer edges. Releasing unnecessary tension. Leaving you expansive and open. As you move back into your day, into your life, with these tools to tune into. And once again, noticing what centers felt like home and which ones were a little more difficult to tune into. You can sit with them again and just see what's there for you. Thank you for practicing with me. If you ever have any questions, let me know. Namaste.